Utiran, now, we have been taking an occasional look at the effects of the shutdown. We've all heard that national parks are closed, and now that's impacted the search for a missing hiker in Arco, Idaho. Dr. Joe Elliott Blakesley has been missing at Craters of the Moon National Monument for about a week and a half. Last week, the body of her hiking partner, Amelia Linkert, was found. And the search for Dr. Joe, as she's called, was upended after park staff was furloughed yesterday. Now, family members are asking other hikers to help. Kathleen Elliott is Dr. Joe's cousin. She joins us from Boise. And Kathleen, this has to be so tough anyway. And then you add the shutdown. Did you all see that coming?
Well, we did see it coming, and so did the park personnel. And they have been furloughed, and they cannot work on federal matters. However, they have been given permission that they can search. And so, in spite of the shutdown, the National Monument personnel, despite the furloughs, close to the entire staff at the National Monument is continuing to volunteer on this search.
So the park staff that's been furloughed is being allowed to volunteer?
Yes.
Well, I can't imagine how they'd feel if they weren't, you know, having to step away from a search. Tell us more about how it works now. Here you are, you and Park Service people under the stress of the deadline of the furlough. It happens. So how does it go forward?
So our family is assisting and cooperating with the local Butte County Sheriff and the National Monument Supervisor to get experienced backcountry trekkers and hikers, and to help bring in specially trained canine units and other volunteers. And those people are vetted, and then if they're authorized to come into the park, they can do so.
Because the park is closed. This is a federal park, and it's closed. So it's
it
not
is
as if
closed. Yeah, the gates are closed.
Yeah, it's not as if you and your family could just climb the gate and go in. This is a special procedure. And when you say vetted, just remind us of the topography of this park. This is tough terrain.
This past week and a half, we've had people who have been all over the country in search and rescue operations. And two of them described this as the most complex search they've ever been on. The topography is amazing. It has all kinds of lava, from smooth to almost like broken glass. There are crevices, there are caves. So we really need people who understand the geography, who are experienced at it. We're asking that if you volunteer, we have to make sure that you can walk 10 to 12 miles in that kind of terrain and go up a 1,000-foot vertical wall.
Yeah, so this is tough. And Kathleen Elliott, it's freezing there in the park. There's been some tough weather.
Yeah. It is the most torrential weather I've ever seen. It is at night completely dark, and the weather has included snow, driving rain, 60-mile-an-hour winds, and yet trained people have been out searching since last Tuesday.
Well, we wish you the best. Thanks for speaking
with
us.
Thank you so much.
And again, the Park Service, the park staff there is now allowed to volunteer for the search, but by law, once furloughed, they're not allowed to lead that search.